If you're thinking about quitting or not quitting, then you've succeeded, and so have I. Realizing that quitting is worth your focus and consideration is the first step to becoming the best in the world. The next step is to ask yourself three questions. Question one, am I panicking? Quitting is not the same as panicking. Panic is never premeditated. Panic attacks us. It grabs us. It is in the moment. Quitting when you're panicked is dangerous and expensive. The best quitters, as we've seen, are the ones who decide in advance when they're going to quit. You can always quit later, so wait until you're done panicking to decide. When the pressure is greatest to compromise, to drop out, or to settle, your desire to quit should be at its lowest. The decision to quit is often made in the moment, but that's exactly the wrong time to make such a critical decision. The reason so many of us quit in the dip is that without a compass or a plan, the easiest thing to do is to give up. While that might be the easiest path, it is also the least successful one. Question two, who am I trying to influence? Are you trying to succeed in a market, get a job, train a muscle? If you're considering quitting, it's almost certainly because you're not being successful at your current attempt at influence. If you've called on a prospect a dozen times without success, you're frustrated and considering giving up. If you've got a boss who just won't let up, you're considering quitting your job. And if you're a marketer with a product that doesn't seem to be catching on, you're wondering if you should abandon this product and try another. If you're trying to influence just one person, persistence has its limits. It's easy to cross a line between demonstrating your commitment and being a pest. If you haven't influenced them yet, it may very well be time to quit. One person or organization will behave differently than a market of people will. One person has a particular agenda and a single worldview. One person will make up his mind, and if you're going to succeed, you'll have to change it. And changing someone's mind is difficult, if not impossible. If you're trying to influence a market, though, the rules are different. Sure, some of the people in a market have considered you and even rejected you, but most of the people in the market have never even heard of you. The market doesn't have just one mind. Different people in the market are seeking different things. Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google, told me, "We knew that Google was going to get better every single day as we worked on it, and we knew that sooner or later, everyone was going to try it. So our feeling was that the later you tried it, the better it was for us, because we'd make a better impression with better technology. So we were never in a big hurry to get you to use it today. Tomorrow would be better." Influencing one person is like scaling a wall. If you get over the wall the first few tries, you're in. If you don't, often you'll find that the wall gets higher with each attempt. Influencing a market, on the other hand, is more of a hill than a wall. You can make progress one step at a time. And as you get higher, it actually gets easier. People in the market talk to each other. They are influenced by each other. So every step of progress you make actually gets amplified. And question three, what sort of measurable progress am I making? If you're trying to succeed in a job or a relationship or at a task, you're either moving forward, falling behind, or standing still. There are only three options. To succeed, to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you've got to make some sort of forward progress, no matter how small. Too often, we get stuck in a situation where quitting seems too painful, so we just stay with it, choosing not to quit because it's easier than quitting. That choice, to stick with it in the absence of forward progress, is a waste. It's a waste because of the opportunity cost. You could be doing something far better and far more pleasurable with your time. Measurable progress doesn't have to be a raise or a promotion. It can be more subtle than that, but it needs to be more than a mantra, more than just surviving is succeeding. The challenge, then, is to surface new milestones in areas where you have previously expected to find none. If you've got a small business and you are keeping a few customers happy, it's fine to keep on keeping on because, over time, Those customers can get you new customers. You can measure your progress by referrals and sales growth. Your consistency and market presence all by themselves are enough to justify your efforts, sometimes. If, on the other hand, your business doesn't generate word of mouth, doesn't see new customers, and isn't moving forward, why exactly are you sticking with it? When you are trying to influence an entire market, the value of not quitting is quite high. Yes, you should probably be eager to quit a marketing tactic that isn't paying for itself, or even a particular product feature that isn't appealing to your target audience. But your commitment to the market needs to be unquestioned. It's much cheaper and easier to build your foundation in one market than to flit from one to another until you find a quick success. Let's slow down and think that through for a second. Quitting a job is not quitting your quest to make a living or a difference or an impact. Quitting a job doesn't have to mean giving up. A job is just a tactic, a way to get what you really want. As soon as your job hits a dead end, it makes sense to quit and take your quest to a bigger marketplace, because every day you wait puts your goal farther away. The same is true for an organization. You don't define yourself by the tactics you use. Instead, your organization succeeds or fails in its efforts to reach its big goals. And the moment your tactics are no longer part of winning the dip, the moment they are in a cul-de-sac, you are obligated to switch tactics at the same time you most definitely keep aiming for the bigger goal. The seduction of not quitting, and the source of all those stories about sticking it out, almost always comes from people moving through a market. When you hear about an author who got turned down 30 times before signing with a publisher, or of an overnight sensation who paid her dues for a decade in coffee shops, you're seeing how persistence pays off across a market. On the other hand, when was the last time you heard about someone who stuck with a dead-end job or a dead-end relationship or a dead-end sales prospect until suddenly, one day, the person at the other end said, "Wow, I really admire your persistence. Let's change our relationship for the better." It doesn't happen. Here's an assignment for you. Write it down. Write down under what circumstances you're willing to quit and when. And then stick with it.